Well, as I like to say, my favorite day of the week, yes, it is Friday, the 23rd of February. What a week it's been. It's been a really interesting week. Watched the rapt attention of many people who were consumed with the Ann Nicole case. I never paid any attention to it until somebody sent me an email. I said, no, you got to look at it. Because you always talk about how the justice system in this country is broken. Well, it's on display and it's on national television. Anyway, good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, this is The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.com, or you can go to eaglesup.com, or you can go to RBN Live, or republicbroadcasting.org. They'll all get you to RTG's website. A reminder, hitting the mail this weekend, everybody that's been a client of Republic Trading Group will be receiving a little thank you in the mail. It's a thank you, and it's also most probably the most important video ever produced, which helps explain the IRS, helps explain the crazy financial world in which we live in, and there's a good possibility that because I get a lot of emails from people telling me about how disastrous their various family functions have been because they have a political point of view, but just don't know how to explain it to the sheeple out there. Well, with this video, you don't have to explain it to them. You can just tell them to sit down and watch it, and it's all explained. And it just may start to get them to connect the dots. Anyway, talking about connecting the dots, we'll connect the dots for you about what happened in the financial markets this week and what you can expect in the not-too-distant future after these messages.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't eat nothing if you couldn't make it with your own two hands. He was backwoods, backwards, used words like no sir, yes ma'am, by God be darned. Hell yeah, I'm American. In all the years he walked to serve.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. Let's try and make heads or tails of what happened this week. But first, closing numbers for today. Gold almost broke through $690 in early trading today, ended up at $684.40 at the close, up $3.70 on the day. Silver closed up 27 cents at $14.59. Actually, silver was the biggest winner for the week, moving up almost a full dollar. Platinum up $7 at $1,236. Palladium up $8 at $358. Crude oil, highest levels in 07, over $61 a barrel today. U.S. dollar weaker by 23 basis points at 83.99. Once again, we're on dollar watch. What is the cause for the rise in gold? A lot of things. One of the interesting aspects that's caused gold's rise this week, outside of the weakness in the U.S. dollar, is that mining companies have been unwinding their hedge books. In case you don't know what a hedge book is, what a lot of mining companies did in the 1990s at the behest of Goldman Sachs was sell future production. In other words, they would sell gold that they would only deliver in a year or two from the time that the contract was executed. These forward sales obviously worked very good for mining companies, generated a lot of revenue, so long as obviously gold prices continued to go down. Unfortunately, having a hedge book with rising gold prices is a big no-no, because a lot of these mining companies had pledged to deliver X amount of gold at, say, $500 an ounce. Well, when gold is trading at $680, you're producing a product that you're not getting full market value for. So this week, with the mining companies confident that sub-300 gold is a boogeyman of the past, miners of the precious metals are increasingly doing away with hedging contracts designed to insure against a drop in the price. This is a report from MarketWatch. Producers reduced their hedging positions by 25% last year, the sharpest drop in at least 5 years, to 40.2 million ounces, said a study published today by Mitsu and Company, a London consultancy firm. Another thing to note, both large conglomerates, Barrick being one of them, also announced that not only is it eliminating its hedge book, but there was also the statement that, well, don't expect mine production to keep up at current levels. So we are dealing with a rising gold price, increasing demand, and less production. Can $1,000 gold be that far away? But let's look at the other tensions this week that have caused anxiety, if you will, worldwide. There were two major events this week. And they both underscore the fact that the Anglo-Dutch oligarchy, if you will, centered in the city of London, home of the Rothschilds, has arrived at the moment of truth that could determine in the immediate hours and days ahead whether the planet is plunged into a civilization dark age. Very few people and institutions around the world have the faintest idea that this is happening, and among those who would pose an alternative to this potential true global tragedy. The events this week, first we had the arrival in the Sea of Oman, the USS Stennis. This is the second of U.S. naval carrier groups in the area. This means that naval assets are in place in the Persian Gulf region to possibly orchestrate a premeditated accidental confrontation with the U.S. and Iran, which could trigger a full-scale and American preemptive attack on Iran. In the past 24 hours, BBC has aired an exclusive expose of new U.S. war plans that would target the entire military infrastructure of Iran for a massive bombing campaign, not just limited strikes against a few purported secret nuclear weapons installations. And this event is occurring as both Dick Cheney and George Bush are both on long-scheduled overseas trips. The other big event this week that obviously got no attention because everybody was worried about the bimbo in Florida was the meeting this week with the folks at the Bank of Japan, where the decision will be made or not as to whether to abandon the yen carry trade by raising interest rates. If the rate hike occurs, as has been announced it will, this could trigger an entire dollar-based global financial catastrophe of epic proportion. Am I being too melodramatic? Well, maybe yes, maybe no. But something has to explain what's been going on in the gold market. It's hard for a lot of people to grasp what is going on, because there's still this big disconnect going on. Besides the ongoing, are we going to go to war, aren't we going to go to war while we're still in a quote-unquote war, you've got stuff happening on the home front, financially speaking, this week that's, the dike's starting to crack. Subprime mortgage lenders are running for the hills. It's a race for the exit. The question is, who's going to get left with the bag? And how many mutual funds, IRAs, investment accounts are tied up in subprime mortgage instruments? You see, this was very popular 5 years ago. Oh, it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Real estate values were going to continue to soar, and America's ATM would continue to spew out cash. When the subprime market goes, it's going to take a lot of, it's going to take a lot of big mortgage houses with them too, because all the big mortgage houses, although they deny, that they in the subprime market, they in the subprime market. It only takes one thing to start people heading for the exits. This is not to say that people aren't already heading for the exits. There has been more insider selling, in other words, CEOs, corporate insiders, have been selling vast amounts of their shares. Why is that? What do they know? Why aren't they telling us as to the real reason why they're dumping all their stocks? But let's get back to the reality. And the reality is simply this, my friends, whether you want to accept this or not, the U.S. dollar is in serious, serious trouble. And it's in serious trouble for a number of reasons. But I think the most serious one there's a lot of stories about the anti-American feeling outside of the United States. I don't really think it's anti-American feeling so much as just immense disappointment by many people at the actions that the United States has taken over the past few years. I think people are just, they don't hate Americans. They don't hate America. I think they're very disappointed in the leadership of the country because they expected more. We expected more from the leadership of this country. We expect to have leaders that have a moral compass, that have some grounding in history, have some reverence for the foundation of this nation, understand what made it work. And so this disappointment is ultimately leading to foreigners rejecting the U.S. Federal Reserve's green piece of paper with disdain. And they're doing it for some logical reasons, not so much ideological reasons either. I mean, they look at the facts just like we look at the facts. There's a complete lack of control in the financial systems in the United States. We'll run down the numbers, and I hate doing numbers on the air, but it helps connect the dots. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
My friends, on this Friday, trying to connect the dots in a really amazing week. But these are the facts. The U.S. dollar is in for a very rough ride. And outside of, as we said, the ideological reasons that foreigners are dumping dollars, you got to look at the bigger picture. What investors, governments, and intellectuals look at when they look at the United States. They look at America's balance of payments. 2006, it was $763 billion. In 2006, it was $763 billion. That was up from $720 billion in 2005. 2007 expected to grow even larger. A heavy price for the elevation of the U.S. dollar is being paid right now, as we see for the first time capital withdrawal from the United States. Whilst continuing trade deficits pour the U.S. dollar overseas in a seemingly unstoppable flood. For the last several years, this deficit has grown unacceptably. And as we said, 2007, going to be no exception to more record deficits. But it is not simply that the capital inflow to the United States is slowing so as not to match the deficit. There was an actual deficit on the capital account as well last month. And this is causing great concern to many people. The second reason for concern about the dollar is the rising importance of Europe and the emerging nations in international trade. The third feature is the rise of the emerging nations in power and wealth, thanks to oil. Russia is flexing its muscle with oil at $60 a barrel. So Saudi Arabia. Any of those Gulf states, what are they doing with that money? Well, there's a big business. Look, war's a big business. They're buying armaments. Countries that would have never, who thought they were the under the umbrella of the protection of the United States because they were quasi-friendly with the United States, are now rethinking. They think, well, you know, maybe we need some protection. It's a crazy world in which we live. Now, both of these new blocks that are emerging, and their currencies, by the way, are large enough to gain a place amongst the reserve currencies of the world and are sufficient in economic power to drive the global economy, even if the U.S. is in a recession, which Look, they didn't want to admit we're in a recession in 2000, 2001, but we're going to be hitting another one pretty soon. Unfortunately, the interdependency of the global nations and their currency means that a large drop in the value of the dollar will have a rupturing ripple effect on the global monetary system, bringing confidence to lows not only at individual levels, you and I, but between the international central banks themselves. And this disunity among nations leaves no support for the monetary system in this event. Consequently, we are seeing not only the decline of the U.S. dollar, but the decay of the present global monetary system, with large nations beginning to take steps to protect themselves from such a decline. And who are these countries angling to protect themselves from the inevitable collapse? And some will even speculate may even be the perpetrators of the collapse, Russia and China. Now, I want to run down eight things which I got from our good friends at Goldseek today, where they are saying gold is turning from a commodity into a currency. And they want to highlight eight things that they say points to this subtle shift taking place. Number one, more than a year ago, the president of the German Bundesbank informed the world that their gold was a useful counter to the swings in the dollar. So telling us that their confidence in the U.S. dollar was already waning. Number two, China has been concerned about its holding of the U.S. dollar for some time and has now laid plans to buy up present and future sources of strategic supplies with its U.S. dollars. They just bought a huge chunk of Southern Africa. Talk is that it wants to hedge its dollar holdings too for fear of at least a 5% drop in the value of the dollar in 07. Number three, a series of Middle Eastern central banks have been talking about switching their reserves to the euro. And some have either done so, as is the case with Iran, or are in the process of doing so. Russia has publicly stated that it's in the process of reducing its dollar reserves. Well, we've gone through four. We've got four more to go. We'll have them for you when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. To order, write Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, my friends, on my favorite day of the week. Don't ask me why. Well, because I have Saturday and Sunday off. Well, pretty simple. So let's review quickly where we are as far as the U.S. dollar is concerned. We've established that a year ago, the head of the Bundesbank said they're losing faith in the dollar. We knew this. Warren Buffett said he lost faith in the dollar 2 years ago, but unfortunately he didn't buy gold. He bought currencies and lost his ass. China, obviously concerned with its large dollar holdings, are looking at ways of diversifying out of the dollar by buying large trunks of southern Africa that contains 90% of the world's strategic minerals. You've got a series of Middle Eastern countries that are converting their dollar reserves to euros. And as we said, both Venezuela and Iran presently demand payment for oil in euros, not in U.S. dollars. Russia has stated it is in the process of reducing its dollar reserves. Most competent analysts and bankers expect the U.S. dollar to weaken substantially from now onwards. And the charts, if you're a technician, are indicating that to be true. U.S. monetary officials are calling for the yuan to revalue in the mistaken belief that this may lessen their own trade deficit, about which no attempts are being made by them to rectify their own situation. It's kind of like the Department of Defense trying to figure out why we are giving short shift to veterans. They haven't figured it out. New head of defense came out today and said, heads will roll. We'll find out who's responsible for this chaos. Well, you got to go back to World War I. It's been the way America's treated its vets ever since then. About the only vets that got a fairly deep, well, I don't even know if World War II vets got a decent handshake from their government who promised to care for them and protect them because they wore the country's uniform, but it discards them. But as I said, it's not only the United States government does it. Governments all over the world do the same thing. But the difference with the United States, because America is supposed to set a higher moral standard. I can understand other governments in the world treating their vets like like crap, but I don't expect to see the United States of America treat its vets like crap, considering the experience after Vietnam. But anyway, that's a fact of life. We found that after Gulf War I. Vets are still dying. Babies are born with one arm, one leg, all from depleted uranium, which the Department of Defense still states is non-toxic. Anyway, with all that in line, we are dealing with a commodity, gold, becoming a currency. It's inevitable. Where could the price go? Your guess is as good as mine. So in this environment that we've just spelled out to you, where can we turn to protect ourselves against not just the dollar, but all currencies in the gathering storm that is on the horizon? Switching to other currencies like Warren Buffett did is a dumb move. That's the only alternative that central banks have because of the size of their holdings. But thankfully for us, mere mortals, gold is the ultimate protection against the interlinked paper of the world. China, with more than $1 trillion, cannot switch to gold, even with a small percentage of that, as it would make little or no difference to its own situation, as the amount of gold it could buy to make a difference is just not available. It's not there. They can't do it. There's no gold. Were gold $10,000 an ounce plus, then it could be an option that China would consider. But that price lies in a disastrous future. If nothing is done soon, that day will come. David Walker's on a nationwide tour trying to wake up the country. Hey, wake up. $10,000 gold is just around the corner. What does that mean? That means a lot of bad things have happened. But wealthy institutions and individuals are keenly aware of the dangers for the entire monetary system and the value of gold as an investment. Gold has moved back onto the screen as a counter to all forms of paper. And all of which, by the way, all paper, it represents a promise. A promise! Just like the government promised bonuses to the World War I vets, just like it promised health care and veterans' benefits to those coming back from Korea and Vietnam and Gulf, it never happened. You see, it's a strange world in which we live. So anyway, people can see the value in gold now. It's starting to take on a new luster, as we say. It moves back onto the screen, onto the forefront of people's attention. Because gold is a guarantee to pay, unlike paper, which is just simply a promise to pay. And promises are easily broken. Now, talking about China, they have bought 620 tons of gold in paper form over the last couple of years, totaling more than the gold holdings of the People's Bank of China, and the figure is growing at an electrifying rate. Individuals in both East and the West are increasing their holdings of physical gold. And we believe that the tonnage of gold held in the world's exchange-traded funds is now headed towards 3,000 tons plus. That's the level held by main European central banks of Italy, Germany, and France. At that point in time, the gold market will hold enough liquidity to attract even the largest of institutions to the gold paper market. There are now, believe this or not, 10 gold ETFs being traded on a daily basis. As of now, the announced sellers of gold amongst European central central bankers are running low of the quantities of gold that they arranged to sell previously and will run out of gold well before that stupid agreement ends. It is more than evident that the appetite to sell gold is gone by central bankers as the risk to the dollar's value rise. Gordon Brown, soon to become the next Prime Minister of Great Britain, really smart guy, he sold pretty much all of England's gold reserves when gold was $260 an ounce. He thought it was a barbaric metal. We can use the money better in other places. Sure. You see, the problem that central banks have always had with gold is not practical alternative to paper currencies. But the gold that they have already, they do not want to keep, strange as it may sound. It would almost be a condemnation of paper currencies were they to go out and buy gold and act they don't want to let people see. And good reason for it. The question is, should gold prices rise to astronomical prices, then the metal in the central bankers' vaults would serve to give credence to the paper that they are issuing. And it is the entire nature of bankers to want to harness gold to serve their paper's interests. How? Well, the situation at the time will dictate just how, but we can tell now it will not open the way to any practice of convertibility. But the very confidence that is being demonstrated by the central bankers tightening grip on the gold in their vaults is starting to convince wealthy individuals and institutions and us mere mortals of the long-term value of gold against paper. With Russia breaking central bank ranks by buying gold, albeit a small amount so far, and the prospect of other central banks buying gold, we're on the brink of a swelling tide of investment into gold greater than we have seen since gold and silver were money previously. If the oncoming monetary crisis are as we expect, will central banks risk repeating the action of the United States in 1933 in appropriating their own citizens' gold, then trying to send the price skyward? But the larger question becomes, at what point do the central banks emulate the actions of individuals and institutions in buying gold because they have to, because of a crisis of confidence in paper currencies secured by the vague promise of undisciplined money issuers? It is inevitable at some point, but when it happens, it may be far too late to bring credibility back to the monetary system. Certainly, it will be beyond the abilities of the world's national central banks to harmonize a monetary system globally without gold being a key feature at a far higher price than we could even hope for now. Something's happening out there. Not exactly sure what it is, but something is happening out there. Who knows to what extent politicians will go to cover their poor rear ends. The war in the Middle East is an abject disaster. And it's going to get worse. It ain't going to get any better. Why? Because there's only one way. There's only one way to resolve the situation in the Middle East, and that is to get a solution to the Israeli problem. If there's no solution to the Israeli problem, there will never be peace in the Middle East. Nobody wants to address the Israeli problem, which is the reason why it'll go from bad to worse. Reluctance, based on political correctness, of people to address the real issues is the reason why we will face economic Armageddon. It's as simple as that. They'd rather see the world go into an economic freefall than dare address the Israeli situation. It's the reason why, as we said before, It's the reason why Hillary Clinton can't seem to shake off the criticism about her and her vote for the war in Iraq. She comes up with all the lame excuses. Well, if we had known now what we should have known then, I'd have never voted for the war. She can't come out and say that the reason she voted for the war was because a large majority of her constituency are Jewish. And by and large, the left-leaning AIPAC, ADL, a wing of the Jewish people wanted war in the Middle East. That's why she voted for it. But she can't come out and say that. That would be political suicide for her. So now she's doing everything she can to dodge that particular question. The reason the Muslim world has no faith in the United States, and the reason why the Muslim world, and I'm talking Egypt, I'm talking Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, all these little Arab states are running around buying their own weapons, is because they no longer trust in the U.S.'s ability to be an honest broker. How can you be an honest broker when you walk hand in glove with Israel? So they feel that talking to the United States, they might as well be talking to Prime Minister Olmert. It's exactly one and the same thing. The United States is carrying the heavy water for Israel, and so long as the United States continues that stupid policy, it will not be seen in any way, shape, or form as who most Americans think their country represents overseas. And it's shocking. You know, I saw this many years ago. I always used to talk about the two Americas. There's the America that Americans want to see, and there's another America they don't see. And they will never see it because they've never lived outside of the country and been subjected to the long arm of U.S. foreign policy. See, we want to believe here in the United States, we want to believe that U.S. foreign policy is dictated upon the moral principles that we hope, we expect, politicians to adhere to in the United States. But America's foreign policy is 180 degrees away from what General Joe Sixpack out there thinks America is all about. Completely different. And you look how long it took me to figure that out. I was a confused little kid, grew up indoctrinated, you use the word loosely, indoctrinated by American television. Saw all that was good. I Love Lucy. Leave It to Beaver. And then the good versus evil. The white hats and the black hats. Roy Rogers. And this is my vision of America was created by this. People respected America. Products made in America were known for their quality. You bought something that stamped made in America, you knew it would last you for 20, 30 years. America had a great PR machine. And we felt in a little country in Rhodesia, we felt America was our friend, was our ally. We had the same Christian beliefs. We had the same beliefs, period. So when this little kid ended up going into the military and then started to find out that the insurgents we were fighting, the terrorists we were fighting, were by and large being supported by many facets of the American government, it made no sense considering we'd heard on a consistent basis that America was standing up against the encroachment of communism in Southeast Asia. And in Africa, we're going, but wait, we're over here. They're encroaching us over here, too. But you're not helping us. Anyway, final segment coming up for this Friday.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Friday. Oh, I just had a scary thought. CNN is talking about the Oscars coming up on Sunday. I never watch. I have no interest in the Oscars because I never go to movies. I've never watched any one of those stupid movies. But anyway, they're all giddy about Al Gore getting an Oscar for his global warming documentary. And now speculating that he could just make an announcement on Sunday night. It's nuts. Anyway, programming a reminder. Monday, Jeffrey Bennett's in the big seat. I'll be with you on Tuesday. Jeffrey will be back on Wednesday. And on Thursday night, when I join you, we'll be welcoming WCER 900 AM from Canton, Ohio. They're picking up the show starting on Thursday, March the 1st. So if you've got any friends in Canton, Ohio, and I have no idea what WCER 900 AM's rest of its programming is all about, but we're truly grateful for them picking up the show. Yes, Republic Trading Group and Republic Broadcasting, much to the chagrin of many people, is not going anywhere anytime soon, my friends. It's the reason why we mailed you out the DVD to all clients of Republic Trading Group as just a token of our appreciation for doing business with us. To be perfectly honest with you, I think everybody, now that we got gold at close to 690, I think every single person that has bought gold and silver from Republic Trading Group is very, very happy with their purchases. And so we ain't going anywhere, and Republic Broadcasting is not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, by the look at the numbers on Shoutcast, which tracks internet listeners, we're doing very, very well. So thank you for your support. We truly appreciate it. And one other sidebar, when you get the package, and you can't miss it. It's a big envelope. Well, a biggish envelope. Bigger than your standard envelopes, and it's yellow. Can't mistake it. And there's a little introductory letter just to say thank you and all that. And there, yes, there is a typo in the letter. I read it three times, and I swear there was no typo, but something happened on the way to the printers. A word jumped in there. Don't know how it did it. It just appeared. Halfway through the printing process, I picked it up, and to my chagrin, there was an extra word where there shouldn't have been an extra word. So my apologies for the grammatical error, but then again, I don't profess to be a writer of any note. I palm that task on to Jeffrey Bennett, who, by the way, proofread that very piece and corrected my unfortunate English grammatical errors. And he, too, failed to notice the extra word. So our apologies for that. And that should be hitting your mailbox. I believe the last batch went out today, so I'll have a surprise on Monday in your postbox, Tuesday at the latest. Well, trust you have yourselves a great weekend, my friends. Keep Republic Broadcasting near and dear to your hearts. And we'll see you on Monday. Till then, see you. Bye.